Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby. Thanks for being on the podcast today. On Tuesday, we started with this idea of talking about those moments of criticism. We've all been there. We've seen it online. We've seen it in text messages. We've seen it in family gatherings. We've seen it at work. We've seen it at home. Man, there are moments where we feel like we're being attacked. And oftentimes, if we're not careful, we'll allow autopilot to jump in. And the autopilot is a negative thing of the world where we react in the middle of those moments the way the world would have us to do it. So we're asking this question, if attacks are normal, if there's going to be seasons of conflict, how do we handle that conflict in a Christ-honoring way? And so on Tuesday, we said, hey, let's just start by expecting it. Don't be shocked by it. Don't be caught off guard. Anticipate that there is going to be conflict in our life. And here's the second principle today. There's what I call the power of positive results. And so in Acts chapter 4, John and Peter come under attack by the religious leaders of the day. Peter and John have healed somebody, they've preached a couple of messages, thousands of people got saved, and the religious leaders felt threatened. They felt like this was something they couldn't control, and so they tried to shut it down. But listen to what happens in Acts 4 and verse 4. It says, but many of those who had heard the word, they believed. And the number of the men came to about 5,000. Now that's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. They believed the number was about 5,000. And then it goes on to say in verses 13 through 16, it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived that they were uneducated men, they were common, they were astonished by that. And they recognized that they had been with Jesus. But seeing the man who was healed standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition. But when they had commanded them to leave the council, they conferred with one another, saying, what shall we do with these men? For that a notable sign has been performed through them is evident to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. And so in the middle of this moment, when they're trying to shut them down, when the religious leaders felt threatened, they looked and they saw the results of Peter and John, and they had no comeback. That's the power of positive results. In our world, there's going to be a lot of options where we've got to decide, how are we going to handle those critics? What are we going to do? Are we going to fight back? Are we going to go off on social media? Are we going to talk about them behind their backs? Are we going to stir up drama? Well, what Peter and John did is they let the results speak for themselves. That's the Jesus way. I mean, when you think about the Gospels, Jesus often did this. When Jesus went to church, he'd get into arguments with the religious leaders. They would say, well, Jesus, you can't do that. Well, what can I do? Well, you can't heal on the Sabbath. And then Jesus would turn and he'd look at the person that he had made whole and he'd say, well, what about that guy? See, that's the Jesus principle. He didn't shout at them. He didn't go off. He didn't level an attack. He let the results speak for themselves. Well, in the life of every believer, we've got to learn how to do that. So let me be super practical. Oftentimes what happens when we feel criticized, when we feel under attack, we'll get what I call tunnel vision. Tunnel vision is when that's the only thing that you can see. You can only see the negative. You can only see the attack. You can't see all the good stuff around you. You just get so preoccupied that that attack is the only thing you see and feel about. And if you're not careful in that moment, you'll lash out. If you're not careful in that moment, you'll try to even the score. But here's what I found. One of the best ways to handle criticism is put your head down, do the work, do the hard work that God's put in front of you, and allow the results to speak for themselves. I mean, that's what we've done around here at Sugar Hill Church. Oftentimes we say we're the perfect church for folks who aren't. And the reason why we say that is we haven't arrived. None of us on our team, none of us in our small groups, none of us are perfect, but we're in a journey to become more like Jesus. And so sometimes we'll make a mistake. Sometimes something will slide. Sometimes we don't handle something exactly the way that we wish we had. But in those moments, we put our head back down, we put our hand to the task, and we do the work that God's called us to do. And man, one of the most powerful things that we get to see is the results that God brings. Not just tangible, earthly results, but also kingdom results that are going to make a difference for all eternity. And so for today, I don't know how that exactly translates for you, but what I do know is that instead of fighting back, you can do the work that God's placed in front of you and allow those results to speak for themselves, because there really is power in positive results. Well, I hope you have a great day today. If there's anything we can join you in praying for today, take just a moment, drop us an email at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's just prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, and we would be honored to join you in lifting that up today. Well, hey, we hope to see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.